SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has prohibited separating migrant families at the U.S. border for 8 years.
The decision bars the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration for 8 years. The ruling preemptively blocked resumption of a lightning rod Trump-era policy the former president hasn't ruled out if voters return him to the White House next year. Judge Dana Sabra, appointed by President George W. Bush, tentatively approved a court settlement between the Justice Department and families represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU says no one formally objected, clearing the way to end the case nearly 7 years after it was filed. Under the Trump administration, the policy separated more than 5,000 children from parents who were arrested for illegally entering the country. I'm Norman Hall.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the man accused of firing a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York.
A federal court filing identifies the man who fired a shotgun outside a synagogue in Albany, New York, as an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen who told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East, they say. 28-year-old Mufid Fawaz Al-Qadir lives in Schenectady, New York, near Albany. He's been charged with a federal firearm offense. And Albany's police chief says they are investigating this as a possible hate crime.
The episode in New York's Capitol happened on the first night of Hanukkah amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war with Hamas. A teenager has been sentenced to life in prison for killing 4 students, wounding more, and terrorizing Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. A judge Friday rejected pleas for a shorter sentence and ensured that Ethan Crumbly will not get an opportunity for parole. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would also have barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and any other therapy designed to help a child live as the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel says while the governor's veto of this legislation is certainly not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. If you suffer debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome, you are certainly not alone.
3.3 million Americans are suffering along with you, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's a larger number than previous studies suggested and is likely boosted by those who are dealing with long COVID. Chronic fatigue is characterized by at least 6 months of severe exhaustion, not helped by bed rest. There is no cure, no blood test or scan to enable a quick diagnosis. Rich Thomason reporting.
Harvard University's president apologized as pressure mounted for the University of Pennsylvania's president to resign over their testimony at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. Critics from the White House on down say they failed to demonstrate that they would stand up to anti-Semitism on campus. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.